Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Spencer Shinen, who is the founder and CEO of Shift Financial Insights. There's been a lot of interesting things happening, particularly in the space related to how entrepreneurs use financial information and how they work with their accountants and so on. So Spencer's done some really, really neat work in that area, and it's going to be really interesting to chat with Spencer. So I'm so glad to welcome Spencer. Spencer, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I really appreciate your time and being on the podcast today.
Awesome. So first of all, let's get started with a little bit of background. Now, you're a CPA, and you've been in the area of investment banking. How did you come to your current business? How did you come to Shift Financial, kind of the origin story, if you will? And then tell us a little bit about what Shift Financial actually does and how do you differentiate yourself from other companies like yourselves?
Sure. And it's a great place to start. And of course, the story starts like 20 years ago when I got my CA or CPA and went into investment banking after that. And I've actually spent most of my career as an entrepreneur. I've owned a few different businesses from manufacturing to cold storage, construction, real estate, and now in financial services. And so the journey kind of along the way as an entrepreneur, after I exited all of those businesses over the last 5 years or so, I actually found myself in a pretty fun, unique position where I got to ask the question, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And, you know, contextually, I'm in my mid-40s now. So, you know, lots of time left to do some interesting things and at the same time get to build on what I've been doing the last 20 years. So I went into advising a bunch of startups. So I was working largely in the tech space, but I had a number of different people who I knew through different, you know, friends, acquaintances, and was doing advisory work. And, you know, because of my background, they'd all kind of sort of nudge me and say, hey, do you mind being our CFO? And I would somewhat begrudgingly agree. And in every case, I was shocked at one of two things. Either A, they would literally hand me a stack of receipts and expect me to like process them. And I was like, okay, I don't think you get the idea of what your CFO is. Or I would go to, if they had a bookkeeper, I would go to the bookkeeper and I couldn't get the most profoundly simple information out of it. And, you know, it's a bit of a funny story. I was talking to an old director of sales of mine from one of my previous companies. And I said, you know, I'm really frustrated. If I just had Anna at the time at that same company, Anna was my controller who I'd worked with for, you know, 5 or 10 years. I said, if I only had Anna, I could put her into all of these companies, get them all cleaned up. And then I could do my role as a CFO, because obviously it's totally different than a bookkeeper. And she said, have you talked to Anna? And I said, no. She says, well, call Anna, because Anna's not happy. And I called Anna and I said, Anna, this is what I'm thinking. Don't quit your job. But, you know, this is kind of my idea. And she called me a couple of weeks later, said I quit my job. And so that's actually how she got started. I kind of got pushed out of the nest a little bit unexpectedly. And yeah, that's actually where we came from. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I fundamentally believe that entrepreneurs can change the world. And my role in that is to help them through their financial blind spot. And that's, as I said, that's how Shift started.
And excellent.
The second part to your question is, the second part to your question, which is what do we do and how are we different? So on the basics, you know, we also, there's many companies like us who outsource accounting departments for businesses. We focus on service-based companies up to about $5 million in revenue. That's kind of our sweet spot. And what I believe we do differently, and where I think, you know, as part of your introduction, you were talking about how the landscape of accounting is changing, that, you know, there's the basics of accounting, just all of the hygiene that has to be done. You've got to get it right for your bank. You've got to get it right if you ever sell your business. You've got to get it right if you ever get audited, you know, anything like that. But that's the basics. And in my mind, that's not designed for the entrepreneur. That's designed by accountants to be read by accountants. You know, most entrepreneurs never went to accounting school and struggle with their financials. You know, in fact, 40% of entrepreneurs think bookkeeping and taxes is the worst part of owning a business. And actually, I've done a bunch of sort of impromptu surveys. I think it's higher than that. And so, you know, you've got all these entrepreneurs that just hate dealing with their bookkeeping and taxes, so they don't even have the hygiene right. But what we do differently is, you know, like a lot of the, you know, there's many firms that can help you get your basic bookkeeping and your financials done on time. But the difference is actually leveraging the stories and the power within those numbers. And that's the financial insight side, you know, and for most entrepreneurs, you know, they've never experienced it. So it's, but really I equate it to going into a boxing match with one arm tied behind your back. If your competition really understands the numbers and really understands what's the most important financial impacts going on in your business and where you have to move the needle the most, if you're not coming in fighting on that same level as your competition, like I say, you're fighting with one arm behind your back. So that's what we do differently. We really focus on the stories and the information inside the numbers and bring you back the results in here's exactly what this is costing you on a monthly basis and rank order them so you know what to go after and what priorities come next. That's what we do.
Nice. Nice. Okay. So a couple of interesting things. One was you said CA and then corrected it to CPA. And the second was you said process, both of which suggest that you're Canadian. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm talking to you from Vancouver, BC right now. Yeah.
Very cool. So this is just a piece of deduction on my part. So do you work with Canadian companies exclusively, or do you work with US companies as well?
We work with companies in a few different jurisdictions, and the way we operate is we have our internal systems and process. Now you've got me confused at even how I say it, but we've got our internal systems and process that all of our accountants follow. And so what we'll do is we recruit accountants in the jurisdiction of where our clients are, because there are a bunch of subtleties that happen in the States and in a particular state in terms of sales tax, in terms of payroll tax or those types of things. So we always have our CPAs in the jurisdictions of where the clients are for that reason. So that's how we handle it. So we're kind of ambidextrous to what jurisdiction we're in.
Okay. And then, so in working with your clients, you said one of the interesting things you said was they often have, entrepreneurs have blind spots related to their finances. Could you very quickly give us an example of probably one or two blind spots that most entrepreneurs tend to have?
Yeah, and I mean, they tend to be really big blind spots where they're the entrepreneurs, like I said, who are in that 40% who hate bookkeeping and taxes, where the big blind spot is they actually don't even look at their financials. And if they do, they kind of just take a cursory look, and the blind spot is not understanding what stories your financials are telling you. I very much think of data as a story. And so the blind spot is looking at something and not understanding the implication of what they're looking at. So, you know, a more specific example would be, you know, labor, you know, what is labor as a percentage of revenue, or what is labor over a trend, or what is labor, you know, what's your labor efficiency ratio, those types of things. You know, an entrepreneur may look at it and say, well, you know, my labor this month is 34%. And last month it was 36%, but not really understand to the nuts and bolts of exactly what that's costing the business if their labor ratio is going the wrong way. They may understand it's going the wrong way, but not understand exactly to know, is this the biggest priority in the business, or is there a bigger financial problem somewhere else we have to tackle first?
Okay. And in that sort of situation, presumably the clients that you work with already have either a bookkeeper or an accountant or a CPA that they work with, how do you then integrate into that situation? Do you come in as a sort of outsourced CFO, or is there a sort of different engagement model?
Yeah, it really depends on the client. So for the most, more often than not, we take on clients who are very frustrated and are at a very stuck point. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get to where they are. They don't even know how to direct their accounting team to get the information they need. So we come in and we literally take over the entire accounting department, and we free up the future of whoever happened to be there at the time. There are instances where our clients love their bookkeeper, but they just say they're not strong enough. They want to get them some more training. So we've actually, for that model, we've created a coaching program with 12 modules, and we just walk them through how they get from where they are to where we are, and then we set them on their way. So it really depends on the client, and we don't do this very often. Almost never will we do a contract CFO position only, and the reason is because if we don't absolutely trust the numbers, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So I don't want to be making, doing the insights on shaky foundational numbers. So we prefer not to do that, although we do it on occasion if Great. We feel super confident with the numbers.
Got it.
But I mean, they really have to have everything buttoned down from their systems and process to their what software they're using. They've really got to have it dialed in order to think about doing that.
Got it. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Spencer Scheinen. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Spencer Scheinen, who is the founder and CEO of Shift Financial Insights. So, Spencer, before the break, we were talking about how you engage with your clients and what, you know, the biggest blind spot is that entrepreneurs have about their finances, primarily that they don't pay attention to their finances, they really don't know what direction the business is going in, et cetera. And so you're able to get in there and provide them some roadmaps and some clarity. Now, you also mentioned that you've created a program where you coach people through the initial stages to get them to a place where they can actually engage with you. I'm sure there are people who whose businesses are relatively small but need your expertise and your clarity, but they don't have the budget to engage with you in the way that you'd want. Is there a different way somebody can engage with you? Do you have a course or do you have a program that people can take that is kind of, you know, self-paced exercise that they can do that gets them to maybe not all the way, but part of the way to the destination?
Sure. And I think it's important to kind of note, we have a couple of key tools that we work with. One is the hygiene roadmap. And that's, I think, more what you're talking about is how do we get the basics in place? How do we know that our accounting is working? What softwares do we use? All that type of thing. So we have a hygiene roadmap. And we also have an insights roadmap. That's for the deep dive. That's a little more sophisticated, but how do people kind of self-implement this program where they can go and do their own analysis and come back and know what the biggest financial issues are within the business? You know, when is my cash flow going to be a problem? Am I good for the next 6 months or do I have a problem in 3 months and I need 3 months to plan for it? So those are kind of the two main tools that I teach. So it's either through speaking gigs and if you follow our LinkedIn, Spencer Shannon, if you find me at Shift Financial Insights, we're pretty good at posting when I'm speaking and where I'm speaking, or at least we're getting better at doing that. And the other thing, you can send me an email at spencer@shiftfinancial.co, not .com, shiftfinancial.co. And I'm happy to respond with what I do after my talks, which is we have sort of a package of free tools that we give away that people are welcome to self-implement. And the other piece that I wish I could say is in place, but will be in place within the next, I'm going to say 60 to 90 days, is I'm recording a series of video blogs where I'm walking people through the details of both of those roadmaps and how to implement for themselves at home. And that'll be also on our website. Again, give me 60 or 90 days to get that up. But I've been filming those over the last few weeks. So those will be ready relatively soon. And my goal is to have anybody who wants to self-implement this program, absolutely take it, implement whatever you can and be successful. Again, the why is I believe entrepreneurs can change the world. So whether I'm part of that or just part of a free resource, either way, I'm happy.
Excellent. And so is there a profile of your ideal client that you like to work with? It might be helpful for our listeners to understand and sort of self-select whether they fit within your ideal client profile or not.
Sure. And I think it's important that the tools we have are relevant for everybody. And you know, it's really the goal is to move from accounting being a source of pain to being a source of power for you. So I think everybody can have value, but in terms of who we actually work with, it tends to be businesses generally between about $1 million to $5 million. And generally they're service-based organizations. And service can mean retail, service can mean restaurants, it can mean a number of different things, not just a pure professional services. And really the reason for that is because with a manufacturing business or something along those lines, it can tend to get more complex and it tends to get harder to outsource. It's not impossible, but it just, the complexity level goes up. I was in manufacturing for 15 years, so I've got a real handle on manufacturing, but the tools that we use are still useful in the hygiene roadmap. Like I said, send me an email, I'm happy to send it to you. Or the insights roadmap, happy to send that as well. All of those are relevant regardless of the business or industry. Once you get above 5 million and particularly above 10, generally you're in a position where you can afford, you know, higher end controllers, CFOs, and this problem tends to go away. But you know, the people that are in that 1 to 5 million are a real catch 22, where this is when they most need that financial insights, but they can least afford it. So that's why we created the program that we did.
All right. And so in working with your clients, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've noticed?
Challenges that I see that most of our clients have going in? Or
exactly.
Challenges getting from where they are to where we want them to be.
Well, the challenges that they are facing that you're able to help them with, and you know, certainly, how have you been able to sort of alleviate those challenges and get them to a better place?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that they know that they have tends to be clarity, specifically around cash flow. A lot of entrepreneurs run their books or run their company based on their bank account. And it really makes a huge difference when we can look and say, hey, in 4 months, based on where you're going, you're going to have a cash problem of $30,000 or $100,000, whatever, depends on the size of the company. And that clarity for these entrepreneurs, where they actually have 90 days to deal with a cash shortfall, almost anybody can deal with a cash shortfall when you have 90 days notice. But when you have 1 day notice or 3 days notice or payrolls due Friday, it's usually too late to actually do something about it. So that's the biggest problem. And I mean, there's some very simple tools that we implement, cash flow forecasting and budgeting, which really takes care of that issue. A lot of them have a problem that they don't know that they have. And that really comes back to what I mentioned at the beginning, the insights is these are the top three problems that are facing your business from a financial perspective. And here's the dollar impact to you every month you don't solve the problem. And so once they have that clarity, A, on cash flow, and then B, on ongoing operations and what's the biggest pains they're, the biggest pains they're facing, that's when sort of the shroud, the cloud, the dark cloud around their head tends to lift, and they can actually see where they're going and they can see the clarity. It's usually, you can almost see it in their eyes when they get that clarity.
Right. And so how do you deal with potential clients that fall outside of those limits? So for example, if somebody were to come to you that is currently doing $500,000 in revenue, but have good potential to get to a higher number if they could only figure their way out of the challenges that they're currently facing. Or somebody who's in the $8 to $10 million range, but that's got some challenges. So outside of your normal ideal customer definition, ideal client definition, how do you deal with them? Is there a separate program that they can go to, or help us understand that?
Sure. On the smaller end, there's kind of almost, I'd say, three tiers. I get a lot of requests from startups, can you help us out? And the startups, we're not ideally suited for startups. We're ideally suited when somebody's kind of got their business figured out and now they're growing and scaling a model that works. So for startups, I have, there's somebody who I know that does do this type of work with startups. So I just make the recommendation, I pass them along. If they're past startup mode, but maybe they're $500,000 to $1 million, somewhere in that range. Again, it's a different company. They focus more on getting the hygiene right. I think they're very good at getting the hygiene. So that's kind of step one for a lot of these entrepreneurs. So get the hygiene in place. I'll make a recommendation to a firm that can outsource the accounting hygiene. And then as they grow and scale, and on the flip side, we handle some more complex clients than people who handle the, $500,000. So when they graduate, they'll often graduate to us. So I've got kind of a couple different programs with other firms where we trade back and forth depending on who's the right fit. Call it friendly competition. There's more than enough business out there for everybody to eat. So I'm not too stressed about that. And then on the upper end, it's more a function of exactly what are they doing and how complex their business is. We have taken some larger clients, but the one thing we can offer a client who we may not be the right fit is our diagnostic service. So we'll actually go in and do a deep dive into the financials and come back with, here are the gaps and here's a strategy document on how to go from where you are today to where you want to get to, which is clear. And so that's just that's basically a 1 month program where we kind of use that, and then they can use that as part of their recruitment so they know who they're looking for specifically as they go forward. But I don't want to take on a client that I can't be successful with. So if they're $10, $12 million, we're probably not the right fit.
Okay. And do you have a limit as to the number of clients you work with at any given time?
Yeah, we pretty specifically are growing slowly. I want to, I'm more interested in having the right clients at the right fit and doing a great job than continuing to grow. So we typically limit. We won't take on more than between 2 and 4 clients a month, because that allows us the timing wise to onboard and implement properly and get them up to speed properly. Whereas if we took more than that, it's just too much juggling. So we'll handle anywhere between 2 and 4 new clients a month.
Okay. Well, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Spencer Scheinen. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Spencer Shannon, who is the founder and CEO of Shift Financial Insights. And Spencer, before the break, we were talking about your ideal clients and how you work with clients and the number of clients you take on kind of on a per month basis. How long does a client generally work with you? What's the lifetime of a client engagement?
Yeah, there's kind of two cycles. One, there's the onboarding, and you know, it usually takes, we tell people, it takes between 60 and 90 days to go from where you are to kind of up to speed with us. And then if it's a good client, you know, we have clients that we've been working with since we started and haven't turned over. So, you know, the life cycle is really about where they are in their cycle. And as long as they're within our niche, if they get to be too big or too complex, we will help them graduate. And when they graduate, we usually recommend they bring their team back in-house. So that's generally the cycle. I mean, I don't have an X number of months or years. It really depends on how quickly the business is growing. But, you know, if it's kind of ticking away and growing 10, 15, 20% a year, we can work with them for years.
Okay. So, you know, with the number of clients that you worked with, and with all of the different things that are happening in the financial world as it relates to small businesses, what are you most excited about for the future?
Yeah, I'm most excited about the overall standard of accounting. I'm going to say more of the intelligence and the story and the insights is becoming the standard for entrepreneurs, as opposed to just the hygiene becoming the standard for entrepreneurs. I think for those entrepreneurs who can actually unlock the power of their insights in their business, that's a game changer for most of them, even though a lot of them don't even know yet. And as software continues to evolve and as bookkeeping continues to get more automated, that part of the process is going to get easier and easier for entrepreneurs to manage, and they don't have to become accountants to deal with it. So once that's in place, it frees up the capacity to spend more time on the insights and the story. So that's what I'm most excited about. I think the right insights is the game changer for a lot of entrepreneurs.
And so I'm sure a lot of our listeners who have been listening to the show are probably right in the wheelhouse of being your ideal clients. And for those of them that are interested in engaging with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. It's Spencer, and S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at shiftfinancial.co, S-H-I-F-T, financial.co. That's the best way. And myself or my assistant will get back to you right away, and we'll either set a time or, like I said, if you just want some of the resources, feel free to shoot me a message and I'll get back to you with those as well.
So typically in your engagement, do you go through a sort of initial exploratory call or discovery call before you actually engage with a client, or is there some sort of an automated process that prospective clients go through?
Yeah, you're spot on. So the process is usually an initial call with me. We assess, you know, is what you need something we can offer. It's really about making sure that we're going to set up the engagement for success. Once we kind of cover that hurdle, then we go into our discovery process. And that's more of a deep dive, making sure I didn't miss anything in the initial call. We talk a little bit more in detail about what systems you use, what is and isn't working, what are the big pain points. And, you know, that's usually about a 60 to 90 minute conversation. And once we complete that, we'll go away and our team gets together and we'll put together a proposal. And then, you know, assuming the proposal works for everybody, we may have some back and forth on that. And then we will go ahead with a kickoff. And then that goes straight into our kickoff questionnaire. And the kickoff questionnaire leads into our setup. So we gather all of the data that we need to be successful in order to kind of manage exactly what tasks we have to do for you. That all gets managed in our onboarding process. I'd love it to be automated, but it's not quite there.
Yeah, well, it's hard to do that. Spencer, thank you so much. This has been really fun. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. And to our listeners, I would encourage you to check out Shift Financial and email Spencer if you think there might be some value there. And Spencer, look forward to speaking with you again, maybe when you've got newer things going on.
Thanks so much, Dish. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.